Today's podcast is a little different. We are taking a few minutes to reflect on achieving 100 episodes and why this is such a big deal. We share some crazy stats and fun stories, but then we bring it back to you, our loyal listeners, and tell you what we've got coming up for you in our next series of episodes. We're about to head off to explore 5 countries in Europe so we can bring you lots of great, fun, informative podcast episodes. So keep an eye out for those. I also tell you about a free guide I've done at the request of many people about the 6 things I do to take great travel photos on my phone. Look, one of them is so simple, you'd be surprised how many people make this mistake. And I was doing it all the time too. The guide will be in the episode description where you're listening now. Just click the link to episode 100 to download it. And thank you so much for listening to our podcast over the last 100 episodes. I've been saying 100 a lot, haven't I? It's a pretty big deal. We are really grateful, but we would actually appreciate if you could take the time to help us celebrate by giving us, you know, maybe a nice review, 5 stars on the player that you listen on. So enjoy episode 100 and please have a glass of wine and say cheers to Lyle and Leanne at the Beach Travel Wine Podcast.
Buenos dias, Leanita.
Happy 100th episode.
Same to you. Yeah, congratulations. You've done very, very well.
We've made it to 100 episodes, and if you just stick with us, we're going to be a little bit indulgent, but hopefully you'll get something out of it as well, because we've basically started this podcast with no experience and basically spent $50 on a microphone and that's it. So like, if you're thinking maybe you'd like to do that, you might get some ideas out of this as well. But 100 episodes is a huge achievement. Not just because, you know, we've done it, we know how much work's in it. Like, that's every week, basically. We've come up with a new episode and it's all for the love of it. But people who start podcasts, I mean, they've got a term called pod fade. Basically, most people don't get past the 7th episode, but only 5% or just under 5% of people make it to 100 episodes who start podcasts. So that's a pretty big achievement.
Sure, sure. And as you say, that's pretty much every week for 2 years in a row, for 2 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I think it's...
So well done, a little pat on the back there.
Yeah, you can have a little pat on the back too. But I think one of the reasons why we're being so consistent is because we really enjoy doing it.
Yeah, we do love it. And it's ironic that this podcast we're recording on a new platform. It's still free. But the one that we were using, which was Spotify for Podcasters, or it started as Anchor and changed name, they're no longer going to let you record and edit. So we've gone over to Riverside. So it'll be interesting to see how I go editing this. We might have to leave all the swear words in this one.
Yeah.
So 95% of people don't make it to 100 episodes. I'm really, really pleased with that. So also, let's sort of go back to the beginning. When I remember our first podcast, I started it with let me tell you a story, and do you remember where we were on our first podcast? Of course you do.
Yeah, we were sitting on the floor of the apartment on the left bank in Paris.
In Paris, that's right. And I'd been thinking about starting a podcast, talking about starting a podcast, and what did you say about starting a podcast?
Well, I made some notes, and I started with, you know, what made us start the podcast, and I've just got one word, Leanne. But and the other side of it too is, as you get older, guys, I'm talking to the males in our listening audience. As you get older, you realise you can either be either right or happy.
Mm.
You can't be both. So I prefer to be happy.
Well, there you go. And I'm both. So we've said that before as well. So if you've listened to any of our previous podcasts, you've probably heard us say both of those things. So let's talk about, we're sitting on the floor in Paris. I'm basically recording into my phone with the same microphones that we're using today. We haven't upgraded those, although we did get like a more portable version when we would do our walk around stuff, but we don't have any of the, you know, the recommended expensive microphones that people worry about. And basically, I think because we listen to podcasts every day, not just ours, but lots of people's, and we know the quality of ours is equal to any of those podcasts. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So now we've podcasted in countries around the world. This is what we've podcasted about so far. We've done it in France, as we just mentioned. We've podcasted in London, in England. We've done a whole series, well over 20 podcasts in Spain, and then we did like a series on Mexico, and also one of our most recent series was all about Italy, and we spent 8 weeks there and did, once again, over 20 episodes.
New Zealand, just like talking about traveling there with three generations. And, you know, we did like wineries and skiing and bucket list items. That was great. And, of course, we've done a whole lot around Australia. Yeah, so we, you know, from we've basically been to every part of every state in Australia, and we've podcasted about most of those. And we just, you know, most recently we did a cruise, and we, you know, talked a little bit about New Caledonia and Vanuatu as well. So that's a lot, isn't it? You know, a lot of places. We haven't actually talked about, we've been to some places that we haven't actually got on the podcast yet, which is still to come, which would be Portugal, Japan and Hawaii.
Yeah.
And we've still got destinations in Australia like Port Douglas, Moreton Island, Daydream Island, Airlie Beach, and other wine regions that we've been to that we haven't even, Barossa Valley and Adelaide Hills and the Granite Belt. So there's a whole lot more that we just haven't got around to yet.
Yeah, I would suspect that the ones that we've been to and we haven't podcasted on at this point is simply because Leanne wants to go back to visit them so we can do the podcast there. So.
Well, and get some new updated information. But as I said, at the end of the podcast, we're going to, well, not at the end, like towards the end of the podcast, we're going to tell you about what we've got coming up. So we're heading, a little spoiler alert, don't say anything yet, we're heading back to Europe and basically countries that we haven't been to and only one that we have. So a bit excited about that. So, yeah, so over 100 cities and villages we've visited, and we've recorded in our podcast in some different places. The one of the most, you know, common places is here in our spare bedroom in our apartment. You know, we sit here and look at the Pacific Ocean, and, you know, when we come back and we from our holidays and stuff, we do our podcast from here. But sure. We've podcasted from like in Paris, like on the apartment floor. We've done it in hotel rooms. We've even recorded podcasts walking along the beach, and we've done them in, we've recorded some segments for our podcast in bars and restaurants. We even did one in a zoo, Australia Zoo. Remember that? And being attacked by killer lizards.
Lizards probably stretch.
All right. Well, what about the Botanic Gardens where we were attacked by killer baby goats?
Yes, we were. Yes. You left me there. She left me in the middle of it. But anyway, that's all right.
Yes.
That's right. And they were chewing your the
feed bag that I had.
And the paper bag.
All the episodes we've done together, except I have done two with my daughter. Because we had a girls' weekend away, and then we talked about family and ski lessons for children and stuff in New Zealand. And I've done one interview podcast with Brittany from the house sitting website, all about, pet and house sitting. So basically it's just been you and me, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have threatened to do it on my own sometimes, but never had to do that yet. So.
Yes, that's true.
We've done in that 100 episodes, we've done two organized tours. One was Mexico, and we did a week in Italy. We've done one cruise as well. Yeah, so it's not just us traveling on our own. We've done a few holidays with some friends as well.
Yeah,
and one, as I said, mentioned earlier, one with 8 grandkids. Yes,
yeah.
That was a lot of fun. Sometimes we've just gone to visit friends, like our friends in Tasmania, John and Gay, family, like in Margaret River, Cal and Bron. We've been over there to Perth, and we've podcasted about the beautiful wine region of Margaret River while we're there. The Gold Coast, we went there to see your godson, Harry Racing. San Sebastian, we were there with my son, Cody, and his fiance at the time. So it's a whole range of, destinations, and for different reasons, you know. So, and now we basically turn, every time we go somewhere, it's going to be turned into a podcast episode.
Interestingly enough, it was only the 1st of April 2024, which was just last April Fool's Day. We retired on April Fool's Day 2019. So we've done all this in 5 years.
Yeah, but the podcast's only been 2 years.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So just some of the milestones that I think, I don't know, once again, give ourselves a pat on the back for. We've actually made it to the number 4 travel podcast in Australia, which on Apple Podcasts, which, you get a chart every week, and that's our highest, which is pretty good. That's with all travel podcasts around the world.
Right? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So But that's the listeners in Australia listening to all the different travel podcasts. We've made it to number 4. We're in the top 10 couple podcasts in Australia on Feedspot. I've got an email about that. So that's pretty, they don't care about travel. They just like the couple thing. So that's nice to know. We've been featured on Intrepid Travel and done a whole article about us.
Yeah.
And TripADeal have reached out to me twice. We've done 2 TripADeal. We went to Mexico with TripADeal, and yep. we also did like a Port Douglas where we used accommodation.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've reached out to me both times to ask, can they use my photos for their websites and things, so and their social media. So that's pretty nice too. Talking about photos though, too. Look, over 100 people are sending me messages when I put photos on Facebook and stuff, sending me messages all about the photos that I take, which is just really nice. It says, like, I'm just going to read some of them out. I've been taking screenshots of them. Oh, my God, great photos. Great pics. Thank you for sharing. Your pics are stunning. Thank you for sharing such beautiful photos. Those photos are amazing, Leanne. Great articles as well. So, you know, they're at the website. Love Beach Travel One podcast and website, beautiful photos. So it just goes on and on, you know.
I've done.
So don't forget to go to our website at beachtravelone.com and honestly go and look at any of the podcast episodes there and all the photos and show notes and check them out.
Yeah, look, I think one of the things that how we first, well, I got interested in maybe doing the podcast or was that Phoebe Leanne's daughter-in-law had given us a photo book, a Facebook photo book for a present, and it was one of our first trips.
It was Hawaii.
Hawaii, right. Yeah, and yeah. And I just loved it, and I would continually go back and just flick through it and flick through it and flick through it. We've now probably got about maybe, I'd say, have to have 10 of those photo books, and I just love the photos. It brings back so many memories. So to do the sort of the podcast was really just an extension of those photo books, to have an audio memory of those trips.
Journal or whatever. Yeah.
So and
it did start as a little bit of a selfish project, I guess, in some ways.
Oh, absolutely.
But it definitely has developed.
Probably still is.
Well, no, I think it's developed much more than that.
Oh, no, I was joking. Look, yeah.
Let's take, for instance, the research that you do for the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't do that just for how much people appreciate knowing the history and how much it enhances our holiday. I know that. But, yeah, it's just being able to share that of the region. You find out all the information about it. Sometimes before we get there, often before we get there. When we're coming to do a podcast episode, you'll still research, even though we've been there, just to make sure our information is up to date and it's quality information. And we try and bring an angle to it that I find a lot of other travel podcasts don't. A lot of other travel podcasts, like everyone's got their own little thing. A lot of them are interview episodes. They interview other people that have been to places. A lot of them are like nomads, like digital nomads that are traveling. They're young, they're backpacking, it's budget. Or they're doing extreme sort of things. Whereas I was trying to think what made ours unique. And, you know, I've been struggling with that because it's not really an age thing either. Our demographic is spread from 18 to over 60. There's not one of those, you know, let's say 18 to 35. None of them are more than the other. They're all equal. So it's not that. I hope it's because we make it fun and we bring, you know, you can imagine, I've had comments say, I've been there and you took me back there, or that's now on my bucket list. So I feel like we're bringing information to people, to ordinary people like we are. We're a bit special, but mostly ordinary.
We think we're a bit special.
But we're bringing, no one else does, but people can see themselves traveling like we do, or and going to the places like we do. And it's like having a sitting down, having a chat at the end of the day with a glass of wine, with a couple of mates talking about, you know, why they should go to a place or sharing stories about a place. And I think that's what makes us unique. And we show the fun side of it as well. Yeah.
Yeah. I think even when we've both just doing this particular podcast, the 100th one, then we decided and Leanne did her notes and I did my notes and separately. And we both come up with two different
angles
of what we were going to talk about in the podcast. Now, Leanne talks about the research, and the research, I mean, it's pretty easy to get involved in the research because, you know, you're talking about places that you've only heard about, but you're actually there. Mm. And you're seeing all these historical sites that, you know, you've read about, you know, and I just think that the research, and the other thing is too, and I think it's a fairly important factor, is that I do have an obsessive personality. So when Leanne tells me, you know, don't go down too many rabbit holes, you know, you're wasting time, I sort of look at it as, well, I could be doing a lot worse, and I don't mind wasting time doing on this particular thing. So
I just worry that you do all this work and sometimes we can't fit it all into the podcast.
I understand that. I get that. But part of the research is I'm always trying to find something about a destination where we're going that maybe not even the locals know about.
Yes, that was like the Michelin guide you found out in Paris. That's true. You do that, and often he'll ask me the question, "Did you know?"
And that, to be honest, that just fascinates me. And I think the other thing about, and this is where I sort of went a different track than Liam when we talked about doing this, is that I just love the idea of doing the research and getting a much better understanding of why the people are the way they are, and through history, and which obviously is their culture.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the more we've gone away, the more I've realized that, sure, there's more advanced cultures than other cultures, but with those advancements, there's trade-offs.
Sure.
And it also makes you realize or understand that no culture is better than another culture. It's just their culture.
And one thing that I've said repeatedly in interviews that we've done, because we've done quite a few interviews on other people's podcasts, is we're all more the same than we are different. And and people are, you know, generally helpful, friendly, nice, and I think that's one of the notes I made about doing the podcast. We always make new friends when we travel. We go out of our way to make new friends. Yeah. Do you remember where we did that?
Yeah. The first, this is one of the funny thing ones. We the first time it happened, we were in a bar in Hawaii, and Leanne looked at me, and we'd done a para sailing that day, and we were both on a bit of a high, and we'd had a few buzzing, and we'd had a couple of cocktails, and anyway, we're sitting in this bar, and Leanne says, "You want to make a new friend, some new friends?" And I said, "Sure." Obviously, having enough cocktails to drop any anxiety about doing that. Anyway, sure enough, we did it. We went to the bar. We sat next to this young couple that were actually on their honeymoon, and we had a ball. Another time, we were sitting in. Actually, we'd gone to see Leanne's favorite superstar, Jimmy Barnes, and we're in the Maldives of all places.
Well, that's another place we haven't podcasted about yet.
Yeah, Maldives. And there's a guy sitting by himself having a cocktail. And I said, and this time it was my turn. I said to Liam, "You fancy going up and saying good day to this guy?" Anyway, Paul, shout out to you. Since then, we've been to Japan.
New Zealand
with Paul and Lisa. We've also,
well, the other friends we met there were Wayne and Anne, at the Maldives. And we've been to Italy with them. We went on a cruise with them. We've been to Melbourne to see them. So we've done a bit of travelling with
to
them.
To see Jimmy Barnes.
Yeah, we're going to Sydney with them.
To see Jimmy Barnes. When's that in August?
That's in August when we get back from our next holiday. We'd make friends anyway, but when people say, "Do we got a travel podcast?" That's always interesting. Some people are like, "What's a podcast?" But that's becoming less and less. Lots more people now are listening to podcasts because it's the intelligent thing to do. Just saying, because everyone listening is obviously more intelligent than others. Because that's proven that people of higher IQ listen to podcasts.
Well, I'm not sure that equates to me. However, one thing I will say is that doing the podcast has definitely enhanced my experience of the holiday and also enhanced, you know, our relationship.
Sure.
I think that, and that, like, and if they're the only two things that I've gained out of it. I think that's perfect.
Well, we haven't lost anything. A bit of money because it's an expensive hobby.
It's the most expensive hobby. But you know what? You know, you're only young once.
I think it's also made us travel to places like we're going to talk about in a little while, for our next holiday. I mean, there's places we've wanted to go, but some of them we probably are doing because it'll make really good stuff for the podcast as well. If we weren't doing the podcast, I'd probably just go to Spain every time. My heart's in Spain, and I'd just be like, nah, 3 months in Spain. But
that's the other thing. The length of the holidays have just got more longer and longer and longer because Lance, you know, we could get a podcast there, we could get a podcast there, and I'm sure when we a little bit further on when we tell our friends that what we're doing in about 10 days' time, they're going to get the drift that, God, they got all these places just so they can do podcasts.
It probably won't be that much time because by the time I get this edited and out, it'll be much closer to when we're actually on the
podcast. Oh, that's right. This is new technology.
It could turn off. There'll probably be some of those you might have to put your earphones in. I get a little bit animated, don't I?
There'll be lots of swear words.
Yeah, lots of swear words. And I walk away and I swear and I stop my feet and then I come back. And when I figure it out, I generally have to either Google or YouTube and find it or ask one of my kids. They always have the answer as well, which is helpful. And the other thing about podcasting, talking about making friends and around the world, is we've made some really nice connections with other travel podcasters as well. We've been interviewed on quite a few of them, and for instance, Chris from Amateur Traveller Podcast, he's the longest travel podcaster out there. I can't remember how many years now, but started right back in the beginning, and he's something like 15, 16, even 17 years he's been going.
I think that's pretty accurate. I think it's actually from 18.
Yeah, could be.
He seems to jump into
and
my
he, head. We've been interviewed by him twice. People that we've been like James from Winging It Travel, I send him a message. Jake from Journey with Jake as well, the Wanderlusting Wives, the girls from Where To Next. It's just we travel there with Lee Huffman. We've been on his twice. I follow them on the social channels and I like to see where they're up to as well. So we wouldn't have made those contacts had we not been doing the podcast.
Correct.
Yeah, which is really nice. Now, I did talk about the demographic already. Here's a couple of interesting things. It's 50-50 gender split listening to the podcast. So that's probably because we're a couple, I guess. Spotify is our preferred player. 61% of people listen to us on Spotify. Apple's 30% and others are 9%. But check this out. Exactly as of today, I counted them up again, 127 countries listened to our podcast. So
That's out of 194 total countries.
That's a lot, right?
Yeah.
So the top 10, or the top 5 to 10, US, Australia, UK, Canada and Spain, they're the top 5. And following that, we have Ireland, New Zealand, Germany, Italy and the Netherlands.
Really?
So, yeah, they're our top 10. We've now added our podcast to YouTube. People go there to listen. And this week, for some unknown reason, who knows, we've had a huge takeoff. We've basically had nearly 30,000 people listen to our Seville episode on YouTube.
And so they should. Seville is magnificent.
But also nearly 18,000 on, so it wasn't just one, the entertainment talking about on the cruise ship. So who knows, that's just... that's just random. We don't get anywhere near that on our downloads. We get some good download numbers, but we haven't had anything near 30,000 on one episode in under 2 weeks.
So. Yeah, and I must clarify, when I say Seville is magnificent, I wasn't saying the podcast is magnificent.
Oh, Seville.
Seville itself is just the most beautiful city.
Yeah. So just coming back to the photos I take, because we do the podcast, but part of the podcast is doing the website as well, and every episode gets its own web page. And I try and make that as informative as I can as well without putting all the information there, but that's where all the photos live. And also most times I try and put in a map of and mention the different places that we've been to as well. As I read out before, pointed out, I went on and on about the photos. What I've just been putting together is a guide, like the 6 things I do on every photo, because I'm not a professional. They're all taken on my camera, but I get
on your phone.
On my phone, sorry. Yeah, I don't have a camera. On my phone camera. once again, pat myself on the back. I get comments all the time.
And it is, they are magnificent.
So if you think I'm boasting, fine, go and have a look at the website. But the reason I'm saying this is I decided I'm going to do a download of the top six things that I do for each photo that make it to the website.
Like process.
Yeah, yeah. Not like it's not involved editing or anything. It's just there's a few basic things that I just think have made a huge difference to my photos that I've learned. And I'm going to put a few examples in that.
Like framing it.
Yeah, don't give it all away.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, there's only one of six.
Yeah. Oh, and there is a bonus one there that I put in as well. So if you'd like that guide, you're going to have to go to episode 100 at Beach Travel Wine website. And, episode 100, and there'll be a link for you to go and download that. So it's just, look, it's basic information, but it's made a huge difference to our photos. So. Now, have you got anything else that you'd like to add, Lyle, before we start talking about what we've got coming up?
Probably just, I suppose, look, not everybody loves travel. That's just the way it is.
But if you listen to this, you probably do.
Well, that's a fair comment. But yeah. I think one of the things that why we're a little bit different than most, I think maybe it's an age thing, but I think that we'd rather find a reason why to do something rather than not do something, to find reasons not to do it. I think the other thing about traveling that I enjoy is that your willingness to try stuff that's new, whether it be food, whether it be scuba diving, whether it be hot air ballooning, whether it be in the day-to-day living, you don't do those things. But when you're away, for some reason you're able to find the money and you have the courage to do it. So I think that's important. And I think that one of the things that I don't want to forget to say is that when you go to probably especially Europe and you see the architecture and you see that
the history
and you realize that all these amazing, whether it be churches or government buildings
or Alcazars,
which were actually built without electricity, without electric light, without power tools, and it's just amazing. And I think that it's made me, people talk about how smart people are now and the technology and all that sort of thing. I would suggest that the people back in, the Roman times or back in history, the Renaissance, I don't think people now are any smarter than what the people were back then, and I think that's
it's true. You probably don't appreciate it unless you've been and seen some of these things that were built, being inside some of those cathedrals and the art inside them, and they're not just, they're just beautiful, amazing.
And the people behind it. The fact that, to be perfectly frank, the Renaissance probably would never have happened, and definitely not to the extent, the influence it has now, without the Medici family.
From Italy, yeah. What you mentioned before, like one of the, I've had a bucket list for a long time. One of the, there was three things left on it. It's a bit sad if I finish my bucket list. But to go to Spain was one. Both Lyle and I, Lyle much more than I now, has been practicing and learning his Spanish, and the other one of them was to go to the Chelsea Flower Show. Now, the Chelsea Flower Show we did, I think that's episode 3 or 4. It's still our least downloaded episode, which is devastating to me because I went back and listened to it again. And look, if you're interested in gardens at all, this is the premier garden show in the world. You should go and listen to that. We tell you all about it, but then we give you some great funny stories as well. Barcelona is still our most downloaded episode, unless YouTube is Seville. So, watch out Barcelona. And, I just think Spain was the bucket list, Chelsea Garden, Flower Show, and then hot air ballooning in New Zealand. And we've done a podcast about that too. So being able to do those things and record them and get the photos. And so now I've got a website and we've got the photo books and we've got the podcast. It's pretty special. And I've had so many people reached out about the hot air balloon in New Zealand. Mm. Like I've had so many comments asking me what company it was and how much it was. And, you know, they looked at the photos that I took. And,
yeah, that was pretty special.
And they basically have said that they're gonna do it. So we don't get any payment or any sponsorship for our podcast.
No, we're doing it for the love.
But we recommend these. We're certainly adding business to the wineries that we go to, the activities that we do, and, you know, people are, you know, talking about Italy. They've asked me what tours we did, and I've told them, and they've booked them. You know, so we're really doing a great service. I think, you know, once again, a pat on the back.
Sure. Yeah. Can I just tell the listeners a story about bucket list, your bucket list?
Yes.
Now, I met Leanne. Our first ever coffee date was on Friday, the 1st of May, 2015. And as you do, you talk about...
I just say we're flying to our next destination on the 1st of May?
We are too. Yeah, you too. Okay. I never realised that, but you're right. Anyway, so we're there and Leanne's telling me about her bucket list and she's in, you know, as she said, the hot air balloon. Anyway, she then said, you know, she really, her number one bucket list was she wants to go to Spain. Now this, you got to remember, I've only probably met her for an hour. I just said to her, I guess I'm going to Spain then. So
a bit presumptuous of you, wasn't
it? Was very presumptuous.
So what, we've been now four times?
But seriously, yes, yeah. I fell in love at first sight. Mm. It was, and I tell you what, at every trip that we've actually been to Spain, I don't know whether it's because we're getting better at Spanish or whatever, but it just gets better and better.
Yeah, we do love it. So we've certainly embraced the travel lifestyle, and we know from your feedback that you are enjoying the podcast that we bring you and the format that we do it in. So thank you so much for listening, and we do appreciate it. Now, when this podcast comes out, there'll probably be a good gap of a week or two before our next one, because we are going to bring you episode 101. Where from, Lon?
I'm assuming Hungary, Budapest.
Budapest. So we are heading back to Europe. As we're recording this, we're heading back in May and June of 2024, and we're starting our trip in Hungary, in Budapest. Now, Lyle's done miles and miles of research of things.
You could almost say I've written a book.
Yeah, right. So we don't really need to go. I'll just go and take a few photos.
I did say that. She was going to pick some photos off. Yeah.
But we're looking forward to exploring Budapest and doing some wine tours as well, because Hungary, it has a very old wine.
Rich wine industry. Yeah.
Industry. After Budapest and the week there, we are heading to Slovenia. Now, we tried to get to Slovenia last year, but our tour got cancelled. So we're actually having a week in Slovenia as well. So we're going to be in Ljubljana and do some day trips from there. And I have to say, we've been watching every YouTube show we can, every cooking show that we've seen, that they've been to these
Stanley
places.
Tucci.
Well, that's Italy, but the Rick Steves has been to Croatia, and we've been watching all the shows that we can, and Slovenia is one that everyone says the city is spotless and it's easy walkable. And we're hoping to get to the Julian Alps. We're hoping to really enjoy our time.
And we've booked, are we staying at Lake Bled?
Yes. Yeah, and so we are. And then we're heading to Lake Bled for a couple of nights, and I'm so excited about that. And I can't wait to podcast about that. And once again, if you want to follow our travels as it's happening, probably the best thing to do is go to Instagram, Beach Travel Wine, because I'll be doing daily stories there and putting photos up there as well. So, yeah, don't forget that. Then after Slovenia, we are hitting Croatia. We're spending a fair bit of time in Croatia. We're starting on the Istrian Peninsula. We're doing all the hot spots like Zagreb, Dubrovnik and Split, but we're also going to stay for a couple of nights at Plitvice Lakes, and we're heading also to Zadar on the coast.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good too.
We're staying on a couple of the islands as well.
Yeah, I think we're about 4 weeks in Croatia.
I think it's a little bit
Croatia.
More, but anyway.
Is it a little bit more?
Yeah, and then... we're going to have 3 nights in Montenegro, yep. So Kotor there, and the capital, and it's on a beautiful harbour, and you're just looking forward to having some time there. And then to finish off, because we haven't been there for a few years, we're going to have a couple of weeks in Spain.
When was the last time in Spain? It wasn't a few years ago.
It was 2022. Two years ago. Yeah, yeah. Now, but this time we're going back to Barcelona. Yes, we've been there a few times, but you never have enough time. Like last time, at least we got to squeeze in the Maritime Museum and some of Gaudi's stuff. This time, though, I want to do Montserrat and have a bit more of an explore. So we're having 3 days there. We haven't been north of Barcelona before, so we're going inland to Girona, which looks like, a beautiful city. And then we're finishing with a week up north at Tossa de Mar. We haven't quite figured out how we're getting there yet. There's no direct bus, but we'll hitch a ride if we have to. We'll work it out. Sure. There's lots of podcasts in there is what I'm getting at. And if anybody wants, if you're hearing this like around the end of April or early May 2024, go to the Beach Travel Wine at Instagram. And send us a message if you've got any recommendations on any of those cities or any, like, we love the beach. Although Lyle's going to go and buy some water shoes. He keeps telling me he needs water shoes.
Yeah, because most of the beaches in Croatia are pebble beaches. Yep. And I've got soft food.
And we're looking forward to the wine in Croatia as well. So
there's a pattern there.
Yeah, winery. Well, Beach Travel Wine, mate. You know, so if any places, any tours that we should do, yeah, reach out, send us a DM on Instagram. It's probably the easiest thing to do. So yeah, they're the places. That's probably the best place to follow our travels as well. So yeah, I do daily stories, and it's just pretty casual. And I will be putting some photos up, but the podcast will be hopefully every week, depending on our technology and the internet and all that sort of stuff. So it's a whole lot of fun. So yeah.
Yeah, well, I know, and as Leanne said earlier, I've done a fair amount of the research for this coming holiday, more about, obviously, the history. So hopefully, yeah, we'll be able to – we'll have the research information with us before we actually go, so that, you know, once we see these places and maybe, you know, during our walks around the city, we'll actually be able to include that as part of the podcast.
Yeah.
That's what we're hoping to do. And that will include all the sounds and
Hoping to do that. And also we're going to do some lives, you know, whether we do YouTube Live or Facebook Live. I haven't worked out the technology of that yet. So we're just going to sit somewhere on a river and a mountain on a beach and you know, just share some of the details about where we are.
Or maybe sometimes in a bar.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows, right? We don't
disappoint me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in a bar, in a restaurant, a rooftop bar. We'll find somewhere nice to share. But, yeah, Beach Travel Wine on Instagram. Go to beachtravelwine.com and episode 100, where you will find the download for that guide I've given you to how to take, you know, better photos with your phone. It's, yeah, nothing complicated, because I don't like complications, do I?
No, Glenn definitely doesn't like complications. Yeah.
So today, before we finish, we're heading off to our travel agent to pick up our tickets today. The next few days, we're going to be doing getting all the last minute bits and pieces, all that fun that you do before you travel. And I just love this time of it adds to the trip, doesn't it? You know,
sure.
All this sort of stuff. So thank you for listening. I know some of you, thanks kids, have listened to 100 episodes, all 100, yes. I know some of you have joined us along the way just for Italy or some for Spain, even just some for Mexico. And that's, the benefit of going to all different places. But I hope you'll hang around and to hear our cast and see how we go with our new technology. And for the next 100, who knows where we might end up, yeah?
Same.
Yeah. All right. So thank you. And it's goodbye from me.
And it's good fry from her.
Good fry.
Goodbye.